Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President-elect Joe Biden will be joined by some of his newly announced cabinet picks at an official announcement event today. NPR's Asma Khalid reports this comes as the General Services Administration ascertained the election, meaning the Biden transition can officially begin.
From a logistical standpoint, the GSA's decision means Biden's cabinet picks can now move more smoothly through FBI background checks. It also means the president-elect can begin receiving intelligence briefings. Still, in a sign of the incoming administration's focus on national security, the first big picks Biden has publicly announced are a number of experienced hands, including Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, Tony Blinken as Secretary of State, John Kerry as a Special Envoy on Climate, Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security, Jake Sullivan as National Security Advisor, and Linda Thomas-Greenfield as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Georgia is set to begin counting ballots again today. A machine recount is scheduled to begin in a few hours. Georgia certified its election results last week after conducting a hand recount. This latest recount comes at the request of the Trump campaign, but state officials say they do not expect things to change much. President-elect Biden defeated President Trump in Georgia by just under 13,000 votes. When a COVID-19 vaccine gets authorized, there will likely be limited quantities available at first. NPR's Ping Huang reports that an advisory committee for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is considering who should get the first doses.
The initial phase of a COVID vaccine rollout is expected to target healthcare workers. Now, the CDC's Federal Advisory Committee is considering adding older people and nursing homes to that first group as well. But not all committee members agree. At a public meeting, Dr. Robert Atmar from the Baylor College of Medicine said it's hard to assess how safe and effective the vaccine is in this group.
This population is not a population that's been studied in the vaccine trials. We really are not able to assess the balance of benefits and harms.
The advisory group is currently debating these issues. Once a vaccine is authorized, the group will vote to make official recommendations. Ping Huang, NPR News.
To New York City now, the coronavirus pandemic has forced a reimagining to the city's kickoff of the holiday season. Streets of Manhattan usually lined with big crowds for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but executive producer Susan Tercero says this year's event is closed to the public.
We're encouraging everybody to please stay at home. It's the safest way to view this parade and watch it from your televisions like the rest of the country.
This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a television-only event. You're listening to NPR News. New York City's first and so far only black mayor has died. David Dinkins was 93. The police department says his death appears to be from natural causes. Dinkins was a Democrat who served one term as mayor, defeating Republican Rudy Giuliani in 1989. His wife, Joyce Dinkins, died just a few weeks ago at age 89. French President Emmanuel Macron set to make an announcement today about loosening coronavirus restrictions. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that health officials in France say there are signs that a second wave of infections has peaked.
Over the weekend, the French Prime Minister said infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are down. France went into a second lockdown on October 30th. Health officials say restrictions must be lifted in stages. Macron says he wants to put an end to the uncertainty. A first stage on December 1st could see non-essential businesses reopening and religious ceremonies resuming. Stage 2 in mid-December would allow the French to travel freely within the country. Bars and restaurants would eventually be reopened at a later stage in January. Macron will also talk about the upcoming distribution of vaccines across the country. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A check on the global financial markets. They are mostly higher in Tuesday trading. The benchmarks in France, Germany, and Britain rising. And shares finished higher in Japan, Australia, and South Korea today after the federal government gave the green light to the transition process despite efforts by President Trump to overturn the election. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.